You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the Kingdom Sound Broadcast. We are the radio ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. I'm your host today in the studio, Minister Andre Jordan. Just thanking God to be here, thanking God that we have this platform every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you for your faithful listening and tuning in. We pray that the broadcast is being a blessing to each of you. Just want to pray really quick. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We love and appreciate you. Help us to grow in knowledge and wisdom. Help us to take advantage of the gift that you've given us, Father. So increase and open up our understanding today about this precious gift of the Holy Spirit. That is very God. We need you, and we need to partner and submit to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. I pray and ask in Jesus' name, would you turn with me today to John 14. We know this verse of Scripture, but let's dig in it. Let's open up our hearts and minds and just pray, God, help me to understand all that you've given to me in the person, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I want to read John 14, beginning at verse 15. And it reads, if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay, if we love the Lord, it's demonstrated by keeping his commands. God is not looking for lip service, but God is looking for doers of his word. Doers of his will. God is looking for action. We know in our own human relationships, if all I get from you is lip service, after a while, it's going to be evident that's all that it is. It's going to be evident that there is no relationship here. It's going to be evident that you just all talk. So God opens up this passage that we're looking at. John is the book. 14 is the chapter. I'm starting from verse 15. If you love me, Jesus say, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will pray the Father, and he, the Father, shall give you another comforter. So Jesus had been the comforter, walking with the disciples day in and day out, and he says, as he's knowing that his assignment is ahead of him, he says, I'm going to pray to the Father, and the Father will give you another comforter. The Father will give you another advocate in the earth. The Father, that he, the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, may abide with you forever. So God has given us an awesome gift in the person of the Holy Spirit. He's given us a gift that is more valuable than anything that can be named. More valuable than billions, millions, trillions. More valuable than the most prestigious vehicle. The most lovely dream home. The Holy Spirit is more valuable than anything that we could even begin to think of. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and the Father, he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter, another advocate, the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, The Holy Spirit's going to abide with us forever, forever. I can, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God will abide with me if I allow him to. He says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, because it does not see him, does not recognize him, does not know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, he shall be in you. When we give our lives to the Lord, when we receive salvation, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. It's part of the package. What we must do, I'm realizing, is look in our package. How many times have you gotten a gift, and maybe it was a gift where someone had some humor to it, and they packaged it in one box, and then they put the small box in a bigger box, and a bigger box, and a bigger box, and a bigger box. So maybe there were 6 or 10 layers of that gift. We've got to look in our package. Same thing on our jobs. We have many, 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 many health benefits. But we've got to look and see, what am I eligible for? What does working here, serving here, cause me to be eligible for? And we've got to look into the benefits package. Sometimes in this day and time, those packages are online. So there's not so much an HR person telling you this, 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 and this anymore. But they give you the information. You log in as an employee and you have to go look and search out. Do I have a benefits that allow me to get counseling? Do I have benefits that allow me to go to the doctor? Do I have benefits that give me long-term, short-term disability? Do I have benefits that allow me to take time off if I'm having a new baby? What is in my benefits package? I want to tell you today, the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God, the very power of God is in our benefits package. Let me ask you a question. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is a gift from God to you? Are you aware that the Holy Spirit is available to you and I today? Or is he a benefit that is dormant in our lives that we're unaware of? But today, I'm going to sound the alarm. The Holy Spirit is for you. The Holy Spirit is for me. The Holy Spirit, Jesus is saying in this word in John 14, verses 15 through 26, I'm going to send and ask the Father. I'll pray the Father that he will send this to you. And when we receive Christ, boom, there it is. He is our gift. Isn't it wonderful that salvation alone is a wonderful gift, right? Salvation, how God transformed our lives, how we believed on the name of Jesus Christ and his finished work, and we received him in our heart. And we begin to apply the word to our lives and to our minds and to our hearts. And he began to transform us. And part of that day one gift that we say yes to the Lord and we meant it from our heart. We confess with our mouth. We believed in our heart. We accepted Christ. Day one, boom, the Holy Spirit was given to us. Let's keep reading in the passage. I'm at verse 18 now. John chapter 14, verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not abandon you, he's saying. I will not leave you like an orphan. I will come to you in the power, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's coming. He's here. Do you know it? Are you aware of it? Have you checked out all of the benefits of God? I'm not going to leave you, but I'm praying to the Father that the Father will send you another comforter, send you another advocate, send you another helper, that he will abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless. I want to say this, no matter how sometimes we feel without comfort, the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is present. The Holy Spirit has come. Jesus says in verse 19, yet a little while and the world won't see me anymore, because I'm all about doing my Father's business. I'm all about doing what the Lord instructed. I'm yielded and submitted to him. So you won't see me, because the Father has plans of me and the Father has need of me. But you see me because I live, you shall live. So you might not see me here on earth, but you will see me, since I live, you will live, when I'm raised again to life. He says, but you will see me. He says, all that day, at that day, you shall know when I'm raised again to life that I and my Father, I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Let me read this in the NIV, New Living Version. When I am raised to life again, when I am resurrected, I want it, this version is a little more clear. When I'm raised to life again, when I'm resurrected, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm coming again to you. I'm in my Father. You are in me. I am in you. Those who accept my commands, because we start at verse 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. That's a prerequisite. And now we're looking at verse 21. Those who accept me, he that has my commandments and keeps them. You can have them, but you can't, might be one that don't keep them. You've got to get in alignment with the word. The word says those that have them and keep them. There's a conjunction. God requires all. You've got my commands and you're faithful to keep them. That's who he's talking to. He it is that loves me. If you have my commands, you keep my commands, I recognize that you love me. He says, and he that loves me is going to be, shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to them. Those who accept my commands and obey them, those are the ones that love me. Love is demonstrated by our words and our actions. Love is demonstrated by accepting his commands and keeping them, following and obeying the word of God. Our love is demonstrated. But if we just say we have his commands, we're aware of them, we have a knowledge of them, but we don't keep them, it is not us that truly love God. God is looking for those that are yielded and submitted and walking in alignment with his purpose and will and his word. His word is his purpose and his will for our lives. So those that keep his commandments, accept his commandments, keep and obey them, those are the ones that love him, he says, and I will love them. I'll reveal myself to them. He'll reveal himself to us. There's so much more God has in store for us through the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Spirit of God today that has come and made his abode in us. The gift of God, the power gift of God, when God saves us, he gives us this tremendous gift, and many times we don't even utilize the gift. It's kind of like Christmas Day. Children might get so many toys. They rip them all open. There's paper and boxes everywhere. And then 2 days later, and no one is utilizing the toys. You know, that's kind of how we can be when it comes to the Holy Spirit. But today God is saying, I've given you my Holy Spirit. I've given you my presence. I've given you my power in the person of the Holy Spirit, that he would abide with you forever, that you would keep my commands and obey my commands. And I'm going to reveal myself to you, through you. Verse 22, Judas said unto him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Judas had a question. How are you going to reveal and show yourself to us only and not to the world? Jesus answered, listen, we have questions. The Lord always has our answers. I just want to throw that out there, because many times we have questions and God say, I've always got an answer. Jesus answered. God always has our answers. God always has our solutions. And most of the times, it's through the Holy Spirit of God. We need to be sensitive to his small, still voice. We need to turn to the word of God. The answer, 66 books of answers, 66 books of wisdom, 66 books of solution, 66 books of inspiration. Oh my, revelation. So God has an answer for our questions. Judas had a question. Jesus answered verse 23 and said to Judas, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him." Jesus said, "Everybody that loves me will do what I say." Let's do a personal quiz. How do we do at loving God and keeping his commands? The teacher isn't grading us today. We're self-checking. How do we do at loving God and keeping his commands? We can be honest. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we're hit or miss. Sometimes we're miss and never hit. We strike out. Sometimes we make a home run. But God wants us today to come back to obedience, to come back to submission, to come back to loving him with our whole heart. When we grow cold in our love, we don't even care what we do. Think about our relationship. When we grow cold in our heart, we don't even care about the individual anymore. We don't care what they say. We don't do nothing they say, nothing they ask. But God is saying, "I would that you were hot. I would that you were hot or cold, not this lukewarmness, because I'm going to spew you out of my mouth." God is stirring our hearts today to return to him with a true heart after him. God is concerned today that we return to him in obedience, in repentance, in obedience. Repentance, why? Because I've messed up, because I've missed it, God, because I've disobeyed you, because I've, you know, not listened. I've been rebellious. I've been pursuing my own thing, doing my own thing, dismissing you, not even really staying connected to you. But God, today he's giving us a chance. He says, "I've given you my spirit. I've given you everything you need to be successful, everything you need for victory. I've come that I might make my abode and dwell in you." So we are without excuses when you think about verse 24. "He that loves me, he'll keep," 23, "he that loves me, he'll keep my words. All, everyone that loves me, he'll do what I say. My Father will love him. We will come and we'll make our home in each of them." God is, look at the power of God. He's able, because he's omnipotent, omniscient. He's able to come and make his abode in each of us that accepts him. Each of us that receives Christ, he's coming. "And remember my words," Jesus said, "my words are my own," because Jesus said he always spoke and did the will of the Father. What I'm telling you is that the Father who sent me, I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you, while he was still in the earth. "He that loves me and don't keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but it's the Father's word." So Jesus executed the will of the Father. And that's what the Father wants us to do. The Father wants us to partner with the Holy Spirit, be led of the Holy Spirit. The empowerment is here. The enabler is here. The comforter is here. The helper is here. The strengthener is here. The power of God is here to do exactly like Jesus, to continue to do the work, to continue in obedience to the Father, to continue in submission to the Father, to continue being about the Father's business. And the Father's business is, John 3:16, "I would that no one perish, but that all would come to salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." That is the Father's heart, that all mankind is reconciled back to him. That is the Father's heart, and he's given us everything we need to accomplish his will. Amen. So let's see, where are we? I'm going to read verse 25, I believe is where we are. John 14, verse 25. "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But what I'm telling you is from the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still present with you. Before I leave, I'm completing all of the Father's instructions to me, which was to tell us this. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, but the Paraclete, which is the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall, let's go. It's about to get good. Buckle up. But the Comforter, I'm leaving you with the gift. But the Comforter, which is the name of the gift, is the Holy Spirit. The name of the gift is the Holy Ghost of God. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, I'm leaving you with this gift. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He shall send us this advocate as his representative. And he's going to teach you everything, and he will remind you of everything I told you. So, but the Comforter, verse 26 again, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost of God, Holy Spirit of God, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus is speaking, he shall teach us all things. He shall bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever Jesus has said unto us. And that is why it's so important that we read the Word of God. God has sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father. The Father is going to send you a very important gift. Expect the gift. Expect the package. It's just like you tell someone, I sent it off to you. Here's the tracking number. It ought to be here around this day. God has sent it. Expect the package. Go receive your package. Go open up your package. Go access your package. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of God, the very presence of God in you and I, living in you and I. But we have to respond to him. We have to yield to him. We have to obey him. We got to have ears to hear him. We got to be attuned and listening out for his voice. We got to be receptive, responsive, receptive. We hear instructions. Yes, sir, Holy Spirit. We execute. We've got to be like, do like Jesus. Okay, we stopped reading at verse 26. Let me go to 27. Peace I leave with you. I'm leaving you with a gift. Oh, I like this version. I'm leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart I leave with you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not like the world gives, do I give to you. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be afraid. So in life, Jesus is speaking, don't let your heart be troubled. Whatever we're facing in life, the peace of God, the peace of mind, the peace of heart is what Jesus left us. And he did not leave us without comfort. He did not leave us without an advocate, someone to advocate on our behalf, intercede on our behalf. He left us with the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God. He left us with that. So whatever we need, God is dwelling on the inside. God is with me. God is in me. I have what I need. I'm more than able. I'm equipped. I'm enabled. I'm empowered for the work of ministry, for the work of God, for the work of reconciliation, for the work of forgiveness, for the work of obedience, because the Spirit of God dwells in me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit of God, that the Father will send in my name, he's going to teach us all things. He's going to bring us to remembrance all things what Jesus has said. That's why we read the Word, so we know what does the Word say. What has the Father said? What has Jesus demonstrated and spoke to us? Peace I leave with you. I'm going to give you peace, nothing like the world can give you. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed when it comes to anything, because we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 28, you have heard how I said unto you, I'm going away, I'll come again to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I say I go to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, so before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe me. So we're learning, and we need to learn even the more. We need to learn even the more how to partner with the Holy Spirit, how to rely on. We have to trust the Holy Spirit of God. We have to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. We have to stop doing things based on our own mind and our own thoughts and our own ways. We have to move over, get out of the seat, and allow the Holy Spirit to drive. Give the Holy Spirit permission. Holy Spirit, today we give you permission to lead and to guide us, to bring to remembrance, to lead us and guide us in the truth, to lead us and guide us into the ways of the Lord, into what the Word says. We are careful to read and fill ourselves up with the Word. So the Holy Spirit, we got Word in us, that the Holy Spirit can work with the Word that we've deposited in us. And also we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us afresh and anew every day. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Every day we need the presence of the Holy Spirit for this day. We need his power for this day. We need to be filled, because we're not going to remain full 20 years, 40 years, 60 years. We need to continually be being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Be being filled with his Spirit. Welcome his Spirit. Embrace his Spirit. Allow the Helper to help us. Yield to his Spirit. He is very God. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we need to be just as responsive to the presence of God, the Spirit of God dwelling in us. He is very God. God has come and made his abode in us. I pray today that I would tap into the benefit package of heaven that God has given us through the person of the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the comforter. He is the strengthener, the equipper, the intercessor, the paraclete, my helper, my advocate. He never leaves us without comfort. He never leaves us alone, but he leads us to all truth. He lives in us. He teaches us. He reminds us of the Word of God. I pray today that you've been blessed by this Kingdom Sound as we're learning and growing about the Holy Spirit of God, the presence of God, the ever-abiding presence of God, the ever-empowering power of God dwelling in you and I. I pray today that you feel strengthened in God to believe God's Word, to believe, God, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, to believe that you have the power of God in you, to believe that you are more than a conqueror, to believe that you can do all things through Christ, through the Spirit of God that dwells in you richly. I pray that you've been blessed. Remember, this is Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministry. Shout out to my pastor, Thomas Robinson Jr., Pastor Teresa Robinson. May God bless you and may you walk in
victory. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.